All right, go ahead and take your Bibles and go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We'll be getting ready for the Lord's table here in just a few moments. But I want to share with you a few things that I think this passage leads, even relating to the things of Christmas. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 is where we're going to be looking at this evening. And so, what is your attitude of giving at Christmas time? And that's an interesting question because there's a lot of different ways in which we could look at giving at Christmas time. I think we all understand that Christmas time has developed into a very materialistic time. I think we would all agree. There's a lot of money that's spent around this time, and I probably don't even have a clue how much it is, how much money is spent. But we can all agree that there's a lot of materialism, and we're not going to really be talking about that tonight. And so, if you spend a lot of money buying Christmas presents, I'm not really preaching on that tonight. But we still have that's a possible attitude. You know, you might struggle with giving. Just because of what it's developed into. And I've met people like that. Maybe that's you. Maybe you say, I'm not giving into the culture and spending money like that. And so maybe you have concluded that you're not going to give, you know, that way. And so that's certainly a possible attitude that we have. You know, maybe you struggle with giving just because of what it costs you. A lack of you know, money, you know, honestly, it's expensive to be able to, you have family, you know, you've got these people and these people and all this, and you're thinking, how can I do that? And because of a lack of money, a lack of funds, maybe it is kind of turned into you as a kind of a negative thing towards Christmas in giving. That's just, and I understand that. For some, maybe there's just a flat-out lack of desire to give. You think about your hard-earned possessions, your hard-earned money, and the thought of giving that up to other people is not something you desire, and so your attitude towards giving has changed. There's an attitude of just non-spiritual. You know, you say we have lost the spiritual element of Christmas, and we ought to be focusing on the birth of Jesus Christ. And so maybe you don't see any need, you know, for the giving and receiving of gifts at Christmas. Maybe to you there are many more important things in the year concerning Christmas, and so giving should not be one of those. Maybe you know, when it comes to specifics and the person that you are contemplating giving, maybe it's just as simple as the fact that they don't deserve anything. They don't deserve me giving to them. And so I'm sure that I could go on in a list of things of how it affects or possible attitudes that we can develop towards giving. And I ask you the question again, what is your attitude of giving as we celebrate Christ's birth at Christmas time? Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11. You say, how is this going to mesh with the Lord's table? And just looking at the passage, and it's just amazing how much is given here that I want to kind of correlate with this in giving. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and let's start in verse. I want you to call your attention to verse 23. This is usually the first verse that we read, and we will read here in just a few moments. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, I want you to notice verse 23. He says, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. I want to look, first of all, in that phrase. It says, I think that this is very interesting that he says in verse 23, he says that the Lord Jesus, the same night. You say, what significance is that? It was the same night in which, you know, it says that he took bread, but it was the same night in which he was betrayed that he took that bread. I want you to think about what he's about to do. He's about ready to, you know, even in the phrase that he took bread, and we'll talk about that here in just a moment, but he was preparing himself to give. And he was about ready to give everything. And in that time, the words the same night is what? The same night in which he was betrayed. Now, did Jesus know what was going to happen? He did. And we talked a little bit about this morning. You know, this gift, this giving that Jesus gave, had nothing to do with their deserving it. Did it? Did these people deserve what he was about to give? Not a one, and not a one of us deserve that. He was about to be betrayed. He was about to be forsaken. What did the disciples do when he was on the cross? He was about to be betrayed. He was about to be forsaken. They had just got done arguing of who would be the greatest in the kingdom. And this same night, it says he took bread. He made preparations to begin to give the greatest gift that was ever given. You know, honestly, for us, it's sort of difficult and hard for us to comprehend. So here's my question. What is your attitude of giving at Christmas time? Does your giving have to do with others deserving it? You know, we joke around, I mentioned it this morning, we joke around of whether a child's been good or bad and whether they will get a gift or not. So very thankful that the greatest gift ever given had nothing to do with a list or my actions. Nothing at all. You know, when I look at that phrase, the same night, it jumps out to me and I say, you know, the very night that he was betrayed, he took bread. And I believe with all of my heart that our attitude at Christmas need not to be that of, does anybody deserve it? Did they earn it? But it ought to be that of Christ, his heart of giving. He wanted so bad to give. You couldn't contain him. He was going to do it no matter what. He would give everything the same night. And so I just think that we need to think through this, you know, is it difficult when Christmas time comes, you look forward to receiving, but boy, I don't know about giving, you know, I don't have the money, I don't have the, you know, they don't deserve it. I just don't want to do this. We need to be careful in how we look at it. I say that we ought to be willing to give. Jesus was willing to give. So we see also that it says that he gave thanks. Just another phrase that we could look at in verse 24. It says, when he had given thanks. I want you to think about that. To me, it's sort of amazing as well. He gave thanks. What does it mean that he gave thanks? Who did Jesus give thanks to? Of course, they were about ready to partake of the elements there. They were about ready to eat in a simple sense. But they were about ready to do that. And he bowed his head like any one of us, you know, before we eat, and he prayed. Well, my question, who did he pray to? Well, he prayed to the only one that you pray to, and that's the Father, right? He prayed to the Father. And what was his prayer? It simply says what? He gave thanks. Now, I want you to think just for a moment. He gave thanks. And is there anything else in the verse that says anything that was part of that prayer? Well, I mean, he prayed, and then he broke the bread, and then he talked to the disciples. So I don't think that the take heed is part of his prayer. All we know about that prayer was the simple thought that he had given thanks. He took time to go to the Father, and he thanked God. Now, on a very simple sense, was he just thanking the Lord for the provisions like we do when we eat? Maybe. But I suggest to you, it's amazing that he's about ready to do what? He's about ready to give everything for us. He's about ready to give everything over. And it says that he gave thanks. He thanked the Father for the symbol of his giving his life. I mean, this is representing, what he gave thanks for was representing his very life. He's going to be crucified. He was thanking the Father for giving him the opportunity to give his life. Question, are we thankful for the opportunity to give to other people? See, sometimes our mentality and our giving is different. We have a hard time. We're like, oh, man, I just wish our family would pick names so I only have one this year. I just wish our family would, and by the way, if you pick names, that's good, okay? I'm not saying anything negative about that. I'm just saying, what's our mentality? What's our thought process? See, sometimes we're so reluctant to, I got to spend the money. It's Christmas time again. I don't have the money in the budget. And for Jesus, he thanked God. He thanked the Father for the opportunity. That's an amazing thought. Can you imagine if you and I would approach this time of Christmas and when we have to give, and I understand that, you know, the toys and the things, and it's expensive these days to buy anything worth anything. You got to spend a lot of money. And I'm not saying you have to spend a lot of money, by the way. But it's a lot of money to buy presents for people. And yet, the attitude of Jesus was just a thankful, thank you. Again, you say, was that exactly what he was thinking? I think he was just thanking for the bread and the... But again, what did those elements represent? They represented what was about to happen. He gave himself. And he's going to the Father and he says, God, thank you. Father, thank you. I just wonder if we need to change our mentality and our giving. Are we thankful for the opportunity? I'm so thankful for the opportunity to give to my children. I'm so thankful for the opportunity to give. You know, so many of us, you know, like another birthday, another present, another wedding, another person to give to. You know, can't the family just decide we're not going to do presents this year? You know, and I understand that it can be a burden, but folks, I want to tell you that although Jesus, you know, just was, you know, he was going to go and he was going to say, Father, if this could pass, there was a human element, but he thanked the Father for the opportunity to give himself for us. And I would just say, we need to be careful. You know, in the beginning, I've kind of painted a picture that we can have a very negative view of, you know, as Christians, as conservative Christians, you know, I think there's much more to Christmas than giving. But I say to you, Christmas has everything to do with giving. Has everything to do. You know, and honestly, that toy or that whatever it is that we give, it's not the point of what it is. And it's not the point of how much we spend either. But it's very symbolic. Just like these elements that we are going to partake of here in just a few moments, they're symbolic of something far greater and far deeper. And when we give that gift to that loved one at Christmas or to that teacher or to that neighbor, to whoever it is that you give a gift to, as you give those gifts, feel it a privilege like Jesus had to be able to give. Father, thank you. Thank you for the provisions. Thank you for the opportunity. I would say that would adjust a little bit of our attitudes towards our giving at Christmas. More people to give to. What a blessing. I get to partake in what Jesus gave. And what did he give? We see that he gave himself. He says in verse 24, he says, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is what? My body. And of course, we understand that it wasn't his physical body that was being broken there. It was, he was giving himself. He was saying, this is a symbol. This was a symbol of my making myself available to you so that you can have eternal life. I am making myself free to you to receive. I'm giving myself. And so we see that he gave himself. You know, it's one thing to give something else. I can give of my possessions, yet it's another thing to give yourself. Again, a possession is some. It's for some, you know, it might be painful to give a certain possession that you love, but you know, a possession is one thing. But to give of yourself, you know, in parenting, that's one of the greatest things in which children struggle, is because a lot of parents will be willing to give them things, but some parents don't ever give themselves to their children. You know, all I wanted was dad. You know, I've heard testimony. All I wanted dad was to give me time. You know, he'd give me every present that I could ask for. But he never told me he loved me. He never gave me his love, or he never gave me his time. He never gave me his heart. And of course, that hurts a child growing up. And what I want to share with you, even about our giving, is we need to be willing. You know, I'm not saying, you know, at Christmas you got to give yourself, but it's giving your heart. It's giving that love to that person. You know, that's a different mentality. Sometimes we get Christmas presents as just as like, check it off the list, and there it is. Is our heart in it? Do these people know that we love them and care for them? There was no doubt when Jesus went to the cross and he gave himself that he was giving his heart to us. Folks, that's the attitude of Christmas. That's the attitude of giving. We need to be careful with being so down on giving at Christmas time. I know that it's materialistic. I know that there's a focus on Christmas that's probably gone overboard. But I say this, the idea of giving, and I'll throw it in at the end, the idea of giving and receiving is not a bad thing. It's a wonderful thing that gives. It's symbolic. It's a symbolic of what Jesus Christ has done for us. And he was happy to give. He was happy. He gave thanks to the Father to give. And he gave of himself. Again, you're not asked to give yourself, but we give the best. And that doesn't mean that you spend the most. It doesn't mean that, you know, if there's a $20 item, there's a $2,000 item, that you've got to go with a $2,000 item. Because what is best? Right? I mean, there's always something better. The point is not that you've got to give, you give more, but I tell you what, you give your heart, you give yourself. And people can tell when you give yourself. And so we need to, what kind of gifts do you give? Again, I'll be honest with you. Melissa has much more of a mentality to have a heart in it, and she would be willing to sacrifice so much more, and I'm the one counting the dollar signs and all this, and do that. I'm thinking, wow, I don't know how we can do that. You know, but it means something when you sacrifice and you give. It does. It means something. And of course, it means something to us. Jesus did not give out of him. He just not give a part of himself. He just didn't give out of his. He didn't look in his basket and pull out a gem. He was the gem he gave. He gave himself. You can see why I share this. I just was going through with the thing with the Lord's Supper, and I was just seeing here, well, there's some amazing things at Christmas time that we can think of. The attitude of Christmas. Thankful for the example that Jesus gave. Lastly, before we partake of the Lord's table, I just want you to see, you know, receiving is another thing. Okay, we look at giving and receiving, and we all know that giving is better than receiving, right? Now, we all like to receive. I'll be honest, I like to receive. But you know, we enjoy giving. I hope that you enjoy giving. But kind of, even if we're, okay, it's good. We like to give. We've kind of thrown the receiving under the carpet as well. We kind of said, that's bad though. You shouldn't be looking at receiving. You know, just getting things, you know, right? Getting presents. And, you know, it's just about giving. It's just about giving. He gave. But folks, I want you to think about salvation. He gave. If you're not willing to receive, what good does it do? What good is it? You know, a person that's heard the gospel, God has given, right? He's given Jesus Christ. He's heard the gospel. Is it good enough to hear the gospel for your eternal salvation? No way. Most people have heard the gospel. I can't say everybody has, but people have heard the gospel. What do they have to do? They've got to receive it. And it's to them gave he power to become the sons of God. To them that believe on his name. I really, I have talked to a lot of people that have gotten into the spiritual, and I'm not saying that they're high in their spirituality, but they've gotten to the point to where they look down on Christmas and the giving and the receiving. And I get it. I understand. Are we very caught up in a bunch of materialism? The money that's spent right now, it's happening right now, the money that's spent is crazy. I don't know how some of these people do it. I don't know. But they do it. They do it. And they give just amazing gifts and a lot of gifts. And I get it. We can develop an attitude and spirit at Christmas time of that's not what Christmas is all about, and we shouldn't be doing this, and I'm not going to do that, and they don't deserve it, and all these ideas. And what we can do is we take the giving and the receiving, and we can say that is nothing spiritual. And folks, I don't know if, I mean, we're just looking at 1 Corinthians 11. The whole scripture is all about giving and receiving. I mean, if we did away with the symbol, what do we have? No, it doesn't mean that you've got to spend, you know, thousands, but I say don't overlook giving. This is a tremendous time, and it's as good as we use it. Take the time with the family to share about that. This gift that I give to you, son, it's not anything like Jesus' life, but I tell you, it is my love. And I give it to you, just like Jesus gave. What a tremendous opportunity to live the gospel at Christmas. It's the one time of year that most cultures will break down and they will buy things like they normally don't buy. And again, the point is not to send you on a mission to spend a bunch of money because he gave his life. Well, I got to give everything. I'm not trying to get you to spend a dollar more. I'm really talking about the attitude. The attitude of giving and the attitude of receiving. I see it's a perfect symbol. It's a perfect picture, just like what we're going to do here in just a moment. It's a wonderful picture and symbol of what Jesus Christ has done for us. And it's a wonderful picture and symbol of what we can do to receive it and to take it. You know, don't get to Christmas and say, kids, no, you get upset. You shouldn't have got me a gift. I don't want a gift. Take it back. I know some people that have done that. Gladly receive it because, again, it's a wonderful symbol. You get to be a part of the story. I'm happy to receive your gift, son. I'm happy to take it, daughter. I'm happy. Thank you so much. This means a lot to me. And it also reminds me of what Jesus Christ has done for me. And I praise God that he helped me to come to the point of receiving Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. You see, folks, honestly, should we have a good attitude about giving and receiving? We ought to. Go into the Christmas season looking forward to it. Again, it doesn't mean you have to spend a fortune doing it. It just means partake of it. And let those around you know that it means a lot to you. It means a lot to you. Giving and receiving. I say, my personal opinion is that Jesus would be very sad if we in our Christianity got too spiritual to give and receive at Christmas time. Father, would you help us? Would you help us as we think through some of these things? Yes, we face a culture that's gone crazy with materialism. And yes, they have blocked out the true meaning of Christmas. No, they don't know what the real story is all about. Father, may we as Christians not throw out something just because some other people misuse it and cease from participating. Now, that's a very dangerous place for us to be. We ought to do it right and be the testimony to the world of what it means to do it right. So God, thank you for what you've given. And I pray that you just, it's very simple and short. We're about to go into the Lord's table. God, I pray that you would help us to rethink some of our attitudes towards giving. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to keep, no, I'm not going to keep preaching, but I just want to share something that God brought to my heart when I was praying there that you need to be aware of. It's, and this is just very pastoral to you, okay? God brought it to my mind when I was praying. It's never right to respond just because something that God has made that people have abused, it's not right to abandon that because people have abused it. What's right, and the best way that it can be used, is to do it the right way. See, if you give up on it and just say, well, the world's made a mess of this, I'm not going to participate, then we lose our opportunity to testify. Has the world abused Christmas? Yeah. What if we throw out Christmas? Did that get us anything? No, it just took another opportunity, you know, that's, Christmas is all about the birth, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, you know, birth and to what he did for us so that we can have eternal life. I mean, we take it away. We can't take it away. It's like anything else. You don't get ashamed of, you know, have people abused things? Yes. People abuse it, but I tell people this all the time, but don't give up on it, just be the right one. I've given this illustration before. Men have abused their manhood in America, right? They have. Do what they want to do, and they're going to do this, and take advantage of this. They've done that. Is it right to not, you know, claim your manhood then? Well, you know that that's not right. We're all against that. No, I'm just going to be a godly man. Some people, you know, don't like the way some circles of churches act. You know, like these churches, boy, they've really ruined themselves. You know what? There are a lot of good churches with good names that have ruined themselves because and given a bad reputation, a bad name. But folks, that never means that we abandon that thing and just don't do it anymore. No, be it, just do the right thing. And just while I was praying, God brought that to my mind, and I thought, I just need to say something about that. You know, people abuse giving and receiving. But a Christian has the wonderful opportunity to live it and to do it right and be a testimony before the world of what God has given. So just think through that in your life. Don't be reactionary. Just do right. Just do right. And you'll be very safe in doing right rather than being reactionary.